the other person and right. to prevent what you were talking about
right.
earlier. You know,
right.
watching, changing your diet to affect your cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And making sure that, because when you start to get, you know, when your blood values start to get into that even pre-diabetic range, all of those things really just predispose you more.
Basically, what is cholesterol?
So basically, it's like I said, it's like this fatty, soft, waxy kind of buildup. So
that blocks the veins and such. Right.
And like I said, there's the good cholesterol that helps to kind of
right.
you know take
clean it out.
And
yeah.
Clean it out, and some people, unfortunately, you know, triglycerides is another fatty substance that we have to kind of be mindful of.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have some type of familial tendencies with cholesterol. You know, as great as the diet that they're on, sometimes you know they have to be on lipid lowering medicines.
Right.
You don't need every single risk factor in order to get heart disease. You can just need a couple of them. Like people are like, oh, you know, my cholesterol is great, but you know, you do have hypertension and you are continuing to smoke. So. But the good news is, you know, when you can always change that. You know, those are things that you
right.
can modify. You just take some risk factor reduction type of management. We're all accountable, right, for our own health.
And, you know, it's
hopefully.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, it's...
sometimes even other people's health.
Right. But in order to do something like that, you have to be committed.
And quite often, an event like you were telling me about your event that made you quit smoking,
right?
That impetus, that I don't want to end back up here. That pain in my chest was crushing. I'm not, exactly. And sometimes it's a very teachable moment for me. I can really kind of go in there,
right,
and kind of you know make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then sometimes it isn't, you know, there's a lot of fear with change.